Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. We are always so happy to talk to Art De La Cruz. Art, of course, the CEO of Team Rubicon, saving lives every single day in this country and worldwide. Art, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back, Randy.
You're doing great and you're doing good all the time, man. You know, every time we talk to anybody on this show, somebody mentions Team Rubicon. You've partnered with somebody. You're doing some great things. I want to get into what the gray shirts are doing, but also especially now with the Home Depot Foundation. You know, they are committed to supporting communities and natural disaster preparedness like you guys are. Short-term response, long-term recovery. How do you guys work with the foundation at Home Depot?
Yeah, you know, that's a long-running story, Randy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because it actually goes back to 2012, which was really kind of our second year of existence. And they were our first major donor. So they came aboard, you know, in 2012 and have been steadfast since that time in, you know, ensuring that we have the ability to do all of those amazing things, you know, you talked about, you know, along with their other partners. And again, they have all of these really, really incredible functions. But they really have been helping us specifically, you know, with issues around veterans and disaster relief. But they've also been really, really beneficial for us. And, you know, when Jake Wood, the co-founder of Team Rubicon, founded us, you know, the Home Depot Foundation was incredibly instrumental in making introductions to their other partners like the American Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, you know, Convoy of Hope, Semper Fi Fund, Operation Blessing, and Homefront. So they're just amazing and consistent in providing trust, in providing funding, providing connections, and really driving our mission forward at all times.
Yeah, you know, when we started with the Home Depot, it was much the same story, the Home Depot and the foundation. And that's when they committed to $500 million to veterans groups around the country through 2023. And not only did they meet that goal, they've exceeded that goal, and they keep pushing forward. And it's one of those things, Art, that, you know, they not just with financial benefits, but as you know, they jump in. You know, they've got their Team Depot. They jump in. They're doing things all around the country and in every community. And it's got to be just so beneficial to work with somebody who gets their arms involved too, right?
Yeah, you really couldn't think of a better partner. I mean, number one, from just their incredible geographic, you know, locations. They've got stores everywhere. And, you know, obviously if a disaster happens, you know, we're front and center with them. We know we're going to be talking to, you know, those stores, and they're going to help us, you know, make those operations possible. But I think just importantly, one of the unique things about the Home Depot and the Home Depot Foundation is they're really, really comfortable making connections. You know, they will make connections for us with their suppliers, the people who are putting stock on their shelves. You know, they will make connections down to the associate level in a store. We've had, you know, employees, you know, working at Home Depot, and they're doing things like, you know, assembling kits that we'll need for, you know, muck outs of homes or sifters, you know, to help, you know, do special things in these places, you know, that experience burns. So they really just are one of those partners where if you ask, you know, they're going to do everything they can to find a way to get to yes, or enable, you know, your journey to get to yes, you know, as you're helping, you know, clients downrange. So they're really, really special.
Yeah, we're talking to Art De La Cruz, CEO of Team Rubicon here in the National Defense. Hey, Art, talk about this aspect of Home Depot too. And you kind of touched on it in those communities. But, you know, when there's a catastrophe, a crisis, a natural disaster in a community, and Team Rubicon goes in, how important is it also then to connect with Home Depot and their connections to that community? Because those are people that live in those communities, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, disasters happen locally and they're solved locally. One of the interesting things about, you know, the Home Depot is they might have a, you know, a major disaster. Let's just say it's in some city, you know, big or small. If there is a Home Depot there, immediately that store is engaged in helping that community recover. But while that's happening, you know, all the surrounding stores, you know, rally to support the community that's impacted. So it's not uncommon for us, as we begin to move people into a disaster area, that we're stopping at stores well outside of the perimeter of the damage to pick up plywood or goods or make these connections. So, you know, it's not just a local response. It's the ability to broaden that response to localize our ability to deliver services. So they connect the dots everywhere. And certainly within those stores, you know, they're the first people we call when we have to, you know, set up a forward operating base, because we know they'd probably find space for us and, you know, provisions, you know, as we set up our teams and get them ready to go in Home Depot parking lots and such.
Yeah, I mean, it is like a military operation a lot of times. And just to kind of put a number on here, the Home Depot Foundation and Team Rubicon have partnered together, as Art talked about, for over a decade, supported more than 1,000 operations in communities across the country. And, so, you know, even the cleanup operations, right?
Yeah, you know, they really work before, during, and after natural disasters. So, you know, as an example, you know, in the before aspect, one of the great things about the Home Depot Foundation is they're big believers in, you know, trust-based philanthropy. You know, we know we'll have funding from the Home Depot that we'll receive and we'll program, you know, for storms that are unpredictable as it happens. You know, the day a disaster happens, they'll unlock resources, be it financial or in kind types of, you know, tools or equipment we might need. And then afterwards, as you mentioned, long-term recovery, they're huge enablers, you know, across the country of getting people back into their homes, either through, you know, the materials that they have, the funding they have, the connections they have, and indirectly through incredible programs. You know, they have like the Home Builders Institute, where they're having military veterans transition in these skill trades that are so, so important in rebuilding after a disaster. So again, across the entire spectrum of time, they're there in some form or fashion. And, you know, despite all they do, they are always asking what else they can do to help communities recover.
Wow. Well, and some of that stuff you talked about, Art, like I guess the term is fortified rebuilding, right? And in 2023, the foundation's support will help with long-term recovery operations in 5 different regions. And these are, you know, you always hope you're not one of these regions, right? Because something, you know, bad has happened there. But Houston, Texas, Selma, Alabama, Jefferson County, Orange, Texas, Lake Charles, Louisiana, and Grave and Hopkins counties, Kentucky. And we're talking about storms, tornadoes, a hurricane when it came to Jefferson County. And those are just 5 examples, but huge examples of natural disasters.
Yeah. And again, in those natural disasters, you know, you specifically, you know, talked about these fortified houses, which, you know, are likely in areas that will experience another disaster. These homes will be resilient, you know, against winds and rain and flooding, you know, in different ways. And we know disasters are happening more often in more locations. So, I mean, this list will grow. And I have zero doubts that the Home Depot Foundation and the Home Depot, you know, will help carry the day there. The other really, really important thing that they do is, you know, they help us build capacity. You know, every person we train in these situations is, again, another part of the puzzle when a disaster strikes another area. So, you know, the standing army of people who are there to help after a disaster grows year over year thanks to their investment.
Yeah. And, you know, a big place in Kansas City where we're based is an organization called Harvesters, which is part of a bigger effort called Feeding America. And I mean, I'm sure those places too, there's so many parts to this that Team Rubicon, you know, partners with and makes sure that everybody is, you know, taken care of. But I can't even imagine the coordination, the logistics of what you guys do. And, you know, to assemble that team that you have and get those gray shirts out there and in the right areas.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's actually Q1 and Q2 has been, you know, a test of our ability to do that. And we passed, thankfully. We've already launched 60 operations this year, you know, between the incredible snow and now the flooding in California,
right?
Tornadoes in the South, you know, flooding in the Midwest, you know, flooding in, you know, the Navajo Nation. You know, the list keeps going and going, and we haven't even begun hurricane season. So we know there's a lot to be done. And, you know, the incredible thing about these disasters is everyone plays a part in it. Nobody's competing, as we talk about all of these nonprofits and government agencies that rush to help people. You know, and if we each find our special place and our role, we don't duplicate, you know, we really do a lot of good, you know, as people around the country need our help.
Yeah, we're talking to Art De La Cruz, CEO of Team Rubicon here in the National Defense. And Art, it's, you know, you used to be able to kind of, you know, you mentioned hurricane season. You used to be able to kind of anticipate or predict the areas where some of these natural disasters are going to happen. But with this crazy weather, it's got to be tougher and tougher, right?
Oh, for sure. You know, NOAA actually introduced an interesting statistic at the end of last year. The mean time between billion-dollar disasters in 1980 was 83 days. At the end of 2022, it was down to 18 days.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, think 400% increase in billion-dollar disasters. We've already had seven this year. So the pace is crazy. You know, the storms are stronger. They're moving slower, which increases damage. And they're hitting population areas that have, you know, higher density of people, which means the price to recover as well as the need continue to go up. So there's a lot to be done. And certainly things like climate change are impacting people, and they're seeing it directly through these natural disasters.
Yeah. Snow in California. I mean, snow in Los Angeles, California. That's, you know, those kind of things that are happening, and you just got to scratch your head. And you know, with you and Team Rubicon, you got to be like, well, where's it coming from next?
Yeah, I'll give you actually an interesting way that snow is playing out. So we were just in the San Bernardino Mountains here outside of Los Angeles, I think in February. You know, they've received 10 feet of snow. So we're digging people out that were stuck in their homes for 10 to 12 days. The following day, it started melting and it heated up. So now you're worried about flooding.
Right.
And then it rained right after that, which meant the snow got super heavy, which meant roofs collapsed and trees collapsed. And we're actually up there. We were there last week tarping roofs. But the other interesting piece about this is the mountains are greener than they've ever been. Right. They're wet. Things are growing like crazy,
right?
And we're already worried about a fire season because we know all of this growth, which is, you know, more growth than we've ever seen, all of that will turn into tinder with the first, you know, heat extreme. So you go from one extreme to the other. You know, there's a lake that hasn't been present for 70 years in Tulare. There's more green than ever, but at the same time, you know, there are people really worried about the fire season come August or September. So we're all over the place with regards to extremes, and we all have to do our part.
Thank God for Team Rubicon and the Home Depot Foundation. Yeah. I mean, man, that is, it's just hard to wrap your head around everything that you guys do, but thank you for doing it and just continuing to do it in such a great manner, man. It's just great to talk to you, Art. Hey, Art, I do want to, before we go, I want to ask you, what is this about this old house and Team Rubicon?
Yeah, you know, it's been an absolutely incredible, you know, meeting of partners. So this old house met with Team Rubicon after Hurricane Harvey. And, you know, last year they said, listen, we want to help tell your story. So they've been embedded with us. The host, Kevin O'Connor, is a full-fledged gray shirt. And he's basically been deploying with us since Hurricane Ian. And on the 25th of May, they're going to put out and stream 13 episodes that tell the story of our volunteer gray shirts, you know, veterans, first responders, and,
wow, and civilians.
Yeah, and the communities they serve. So hopefully it'll help us tell the story and allow us to do more.
That is so excellent. That is so cool. And what a natural fit for this old house, huh?
Yeah, it's great. You know, they have genuine stories, and, you know, this Roku original, you know, it came together, and I couldn't be more happy with the way they've genuinely told, you know, this incredible story of this organization.
Wow. That's really cool. And when does that start?
The series will begin on May 25th. They'll post all the episodes on Roku, which is available for free streaming.
How cool. That is absolutely fantastic. Thanks for talking about the Home Depot Foundation, and just thanks for everything you guys are doing.
Thanks, Randy. And there's never enough airtime to thank the people who make our mission possible, to include you. So thanks.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.